Yo, what's up, you guys? How you doing? How you living? How you feeling? I'm here with the hottest podcast out in the Gulf Coast, Off the Rock Gang. What is up with y'all? Yes, I love it. I love it.
Man, just look at that. Somebody just stripped me of all my responsibilities.
My bad.
But it's all good. I'll take it. Well, welcome to Off the Rock, man. We here. We got the gang with us. I know you just heard a voice you ain't heard in a long time, but we got Rave the Gemini in the building.
Rave the Gemini.
What's up, y'all? Y'all missy?
Yeah, yes. We did. Yeah, no lie.
We missed y'all. Y'all missed my vocals.
We missed that energy. Look, I ain't even got no responsibilities. Like, I love it. I love the Rugrats. I don't know if y'all realize that yet or not, but it's okay. We got Andy with an eye in the building. What's good?
Andy with an eye is in the building. What's good?
With the eye. And then we got Bougie Hippie in here.
Hello.
And I'm the guy Rock. Now look, man, we're gonna start this podcast off a little different. I'm gonna just let Andy do her thing. You know what I'm saying? Andy, what's going on?
So what we're gonna do, we're gonna do two truths and a lie, you know. Break the ice a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, Aaron, let's start with you. What's your
start with
truth
me?
And a lie? Yes, of course.
Okay. I had to explain Tygon's Law to an ignorant white man in Publix. Gigi did not eat any cigarettes today. I folded all my laundry today.
I know the lies. You folded all your laundry because you hate
I'm
laundry.
I'm going with Gigi eating the cigarettes.
Nah, what? Gigi is a nicotine hound.
What? Oh, really?
Like, she loves a cigarette.
Oh.
A good one.
Oh, my.
I think the lie is the laundry, too. I don't even like folding my own laundry.
Anybody want to, like, fold my laundry for me? Like, my at Bougie Hippie. You know, like just at me. Laundry? I hate folding my laundry. I'll pay somebody else to fold my laundry because it just won't get done.
So you'll choose that over cleaning the bathroom?
My bathroom stay clean.
Okay. No, that's real.
No, I feel that.
That's got to. If you're going to put your butt on the toilet seat, your seat got to be clean. You can't trust the public toilets anyway. What does that say about you if you can't even trust your own toilet?
Your own toilet.
You got to get rid of everybody, including yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even deserve to live here.
Do you know what Tygon's Law is?
No.
We'll explain it later then.
That sounds bad. What are your two
truths and right? What are your two truths and a lie?
Oh, well, I woke up very early this morning. I know that sounds crazy, but I did. I mean, or did I?
She already gave away one truth.
That's the truth.
I reacted very calmly to a white man being very racial with me today.
The lie detector is off the charts.
And I did not slap my son in the mouth for saying what.
The lie detector is confused.
look, we thought you had it in the bag. Then it's wait a minute. This sounds like her to a certain degree.
I'm going to say that you did not slap your son in the mouth because you're not that type of parent.
Okay.
I feel like she was.
So that's the truth? We supposed to find the lie.
That's a lie.
Said. She said she don't think that I slapped my son.
Oh, no. You would be quick to just pop. Boy,
I know, right? That's what I'm going.
It's the reflexes.
You know.
Okay, so that's what. Okay.
Nah, I'm going with the racial thing. I think you did tell that man off. Sometimes it'd be hard.
Well.
Which one's the lie?
The lie is I did not slap my son in the mouth this morning.
Oh, you popped him.
No. I did not. I didn't do nothing.
You do nothing.
I ain't touch him.
Look, you know she said she ain't touched. That means she ain't say nothing.
Right. I said something, but I ain't touch him though. Like, I ain't pop him. See, I bust my own lip.
Oh.
Messing around with that child. But no. A white man got away with it today.
Ooh. Oh man, well hey, I'm proud of you. Show's growth. I feel like you stoop to the level of the that person if you decide to let them people take you there. Remember, you have to bury the old you. You know what I'm saying? So that way that you can be that better person. You gotta bury them deep down. Deep, so when they reach their hand deep, up, baby, deep, they don't hit
deep,
the
deep come on. Deep. Deep
we still
down.
Oh, there you go.
You gotta go. That's I'm native, 5'7". That's native,
it's almost how deep that is.
Right. To the core of the earth.
To the core.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, you know.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm not.
What? Wait.
See, God have a funny way of showing you about yourself.
Amen.
Like, you keep saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I was always the one to be like, man, ain't no caring for nothing. I ain't dealing with none of that. Because I ain't finna be the one recording. And look at me. Look at me. Doing better decisions and stuff.
You know what?
How dare I? Why don't you do it?
Because he sure said do it, I bet.
You better. You better.
Show
than
me.
That.
You're right. Better than that. That's what he said. You better than that. Don't do it. He cried at the end, though.
The white man. Yeah.
He deserved to. Those are tears of, what it is, justice. Guilt. And guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's reparations for sure. Yeah.
We would rather money.
Right, right.
Take all the money.
Right. Raven, what are your two truths and a lie?
Okay. Okay, so I have a Pokeball tattoo on my thigh. I have 14 piercings, and I have a thumb sucking problem.
Okay, we know one of those are very much true.
I'm gonna say that the 14 piercings is your lie.
I don't know. You gotta count your low hoes.
I'm gonna say that Pokemon tattoo is the lie. I'm going to go with the Pokemon.
No, I think I seen a Pokemon tattoo. Personally.
Did you? I remember now. Mm-hmm. That is I remember. 14 the 14 piercings. It's gone. You got 7 of them.
Actually, you're right. That was a lie. It's actually 13.
13?
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Smart. I figured things y'all would numbers. Have. I was like, I wonder if they pay attention to me enough. I'm going to say something about this Pokeball. Y'all know I love Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
That is very
true. And the thumb sucking problem, y'all just listen to me talk. I talk on my tongue, y'all. It's very horrible.
I just know that you are 6 holes away from being SpongeBob.
6? Yeah. How do you know how many holes SpongeBob has?
I counted them.
How many? You have that kind of time?
How many holes does he have?
He has 20.
Hmm. He has 20.
Jesus.
Yeah, 20 holes.
That do not. Y'all know how that sounds.
It's gonna go along with just keep listening. It's gonna be all okay. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because like, man, look, man, it's gonna be great today.
It's gonna
Rob,
be.
What's your two truths?
Yeah,
about?
What's yours?
You gotta do me like that. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to slide.
Nah,
mm-mm. You ain't slide past this one, sir.
Why you wanna let me slide?
No. Mm-mm. Everybody gotta do it, boss.
Here
we go. All
big dog. All
right, my two truths and a lie. One.
He got 4 fingers up. They can't see. Stop. I'm sorry.
He held up 4 fingers, you guys.
See, you see what snitching. Happened? Mm-hmm. That karma.
Karma?
Because mm-hmm. You slammed me under the bus last week.
Hey, I'm talking about Shmoan. Mm-hmm. And like I listen to church.
Anyway, all right. Two truths and a lie. I may or may not have shot a music video with my shirt off last night.
Okay.
I may or may not have staged the murder last night.
Okay.
I witnessed burnouts in a Toyota Supra.
Toyota Supra.
I love the Toyota Supra.
I'm sorry, Rob, but by the look of your lady's face, it's very like, what? Which one of these?
All right, here we go. So who's ready to go?
I don't know.
I want to say the lie is the shirt off. I just can't.
The lie is the murder.
The lie is the murder. Dun, 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 dun.
He could stage a murder.
The lie is the murder.
What if he was just doing the video and he just had to stage one, though?
The lie.
The lie is the murder.
It's the murder.
The lie is the Toyota Supra.
What?
What? We were all wrong.
I did stage a murder last night.
You did? See, I told y'all.
We made a body bag. Yeah. I filled it
you
with
You made a body.
See?
Who is this fella? Who is
I told you.
I'm more surprised about the right. Shirt off. Ugh.
I thought
see,
it was
See, I saw
shirt
a Snapchat,
off.
So.
Oh, yeah. I got a body bag, stuffed it with a bunch of bottles.
How did you obtain a body bag?
Don't worry about all that.
Okay, yeah. Hey,
so we got a body bag.
Concerned about that.
Put it with bottles. Cracked a hole in the top of it. Poured it with fake blood, and dragged it across this place we was at while they filmed it.
What was this music video for?
Shout out to Chef Rod again. That's my boy. Yeah, so he got a song. It's going to be coming out. It's unreleased. Can't tell you all that. Just
be looking out
for the music video. If you see your boy, I got my shirt off. I'm rocking the drum set.
I just want to ask, what song is he going to do that's dealing with a body bag?
I know you
can't tell me, but I'm going to ask him.
No, that's real.
I'm going to ask him.
You can ask him.
I'm sure going to ask him.
He ain't going to tell you.
I'm going to force it.
You can try.
I'm going to force it out.
That sounds bad.
What you say? Right.
No, sometimes you gotta be on top of things. Mm. Let's get on top of The Rock. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
First things first. On top of The Rock. Look, man. It's like as soon as you get some fame, things just tend to crumble up on you. Jonathan Majors, shout out to him. Bring him to the witness rock stand, you know what I'm saying? So apparently some allegations came out about him assaulting a female. Just for that his lawyer to later say that that did not happen. And that actually, the actions that were stated actually happened to him.
To him.
He was actually the victim of that type of thing. So just gonna, like, it's crazy how people can see some allegations happen, because as soon as that junk happened, people was like, well, grand opening, grand closing, you know, because like
they already got
this upward trajectory of becoming this artist, this also, you know what I'm saying, actor. And it's like it's just all tend to crumble right then and there. It's just crazy how fast people are to judge you without even the full verdict coming out.
The full information.
Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion situation all over again.
Yeah, that was kind of a roller coaster thing to happen, because at one point people thought Megan was lying, and then people was like, "Well, Tory did it," and then some other stuff came out.
I don't know.
Yeah, just
I don't know.
I still don't feel comfortable with that situation.
I don't feel
me neither.
I don't trust his bald spot. You can't trust a man.
Him
with.
Or his dad.
Or like, cause I knew something was up. You wore a hat too often. I know you wore it to sleep. So I just
oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
I mean, I like Jonathan Majors. He's got a civil rights face.
Yes, he does.
He do.
He do. Black Panther.
It's yeah.
I'm with the people.
What, Raven? Is it cause I said civil rights face?
Yes, exactly the reason why.
He does have a civil rights.
Like, you can just make his picture black and white, and he's next to Rosa Parks.
Easily. That's so crazy. I just pictured that in my mind, in my forefront. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought he played on Django.
You know, I did too.
But he didn't. You know,
he did not.
He do got some incredible movies out. You know,
very talented.
Very, very talented. But this goes to show you that, you know, sometimes you should wait for the verdict and everything to come out.
For real.
Because what you think could be the thing is not the thing.
But you got to think about how this industry is anyway. They're quick to, like you said, they're quick to cancel you out or try to speak bad on you when something happens and don't know the full story. Mm-hmm. You know, people go through that in real life anyway. It's worse if you're a celebrity. Yep. So,
because not even to publicly drill you in.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity and a black celebrity at that.
Yeah. Ooh, what you say?
Mm-hmm. It's like I said earlier. People try to poke holes. Mm-hmm. Into your entire thing that can leave them being like SpongeBob, having to clean up their actions and their words. See, I told you it was gonna play in later.
20 holes.
I told you it was gonna play in later. All right, so next thing, another sad thing. I hate to have to talk about this, right? But we all know about the Covenant School shooting. You know, I want to give our thoughts and prayers to the people who were affected from that shooting. But a mass shooting occurred at the Covenant School, a private Presbyterian parochial church in the Green Hills neighborhood of Nashville, Tennessee. 6 people, 3 children, and 3 staff members were killed. And the shooter happened to be a woman.
Honestly, this is getting out of hand.
It is.
Like, how many more kids have to die, like, at the hands of, like, gun violence, you know?
I'm mad that it's a grown woman.
It's a woman. It's like, you have kids. You probably have kids of your own. Probably to the knowledge of it, but it's still just the fact. Like, why would you even go through all that? Like, what was your motive for doing that? Like, did you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Was your cycle on and you just had a bad day? Or what?
It's clearly a hate crime.
It's definitely
a hate crime.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this person got out of bed. It's like, I hate Christians.
Like, there are a lot of schools that they could have chose. That was a very specific choice, I think. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. To go in and to do that. And my question is, how come the FBI hasn't investigated this as a hate crime?
You know, I think it's interesting because, like, typically whenever there are mass shootings, like, they typically tend to be, like, men. And specifically white men.
Mm-hmm.
So for this to be a white woman, I'm really curious to see how lawmakers are really going to react to this, like, going forward, you know?
What if this was planned?
What if... I would love for them to use her brain as a study to see, like, what affected... could have affected or created this thing to, you know, make her do that, entice her to do that. Like, is it...
Maybe she was part of a cult.
Or something. Because not just people of sports have CTE. CTE can come from other forms of things, and that could be a, you know, a factor.
But more importantly, I think it's just, like, it highlights how we need to have better mental health checks for, you know, gun laws. Like, you know what I mean?
Because they got to go see somebody.
She bought, like, 7 assault rifles, I believe.
That's crazy. You bought 7 assault rifles to kill children?
And she used 2 of them.
Yeah. And I'm also these things should also be implemented in school as well. We should have things to help avoid problems like this implemented in school things. Yeah. But you also should pay teachers a lot more when you implement more things.
When I was teaching, there was a part of my contract that said that, like, it showed me how much I would get paid, like, if I died, like, on school grounds, which is kind of wild to me. Like, that's like, because I can get paid, like, well, I wouldn't get paid, but my family would get paid like a pretty decent, like, not even a decent, maybe like $8,000, like, just to cover my death, like, because it was a school related. It was crazy. I remember reading my contract.
Now that's not even enough.
Not even enough to bury somebody. Right. Yeah, the minimum is
10,000.
13.
Oh, it's 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 to 15.
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead, crank up the fish fry. Get the grease.
Fundraiser.
That my dog.
I just, again, though, I want to just, you know, give these prayers out to these people. I hate that this happened. And, you know, I just hope that something changed from this. America grows from this. Let this please be the last school shooting.
No, we're saying school shooting.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. In other countries, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Like,
not in the school.
Not even just
a mass shooting.
Yeah, that's not a thing because they have, like, actual, like, regulations on guns.
Trying to move forward. Right. Black China. Have y'all seen Black China lately?
Yeah.
Me.
I know.
Shout out to her.
The lady is walking in elegance right now.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like a whole different lady.
She does.
If y'all haven't seen her, she's taken a new stance on life.
Yeah.
Like, she has removed the lip fillers.
The butt.
And the butt fillers, mm-hmm. the butt shots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's removed a lot of things.
Yep. And that tattoo.
The tattoos. And she go by her real name now. She don't go by Black China.
Angela. It's nice. I love it. If only we can get Lil' Kim to do it now.
Oh, man.
Angelique, right?
No, Angela.
Angela.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Angela.
Sound like a Black China name.
Listen to the podcast.
Angela.
But yeah, like, she looked like a whole different lady.
She's literally glowing. Yeah. Like, that's like, you know, she's like happy and she's found her purpose.
Yeah.
Do we all know why?
Tell us, Andy.
She got saved, y'all.
Let's go. Let's go.
She got saved.
Let's go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yep.
My way to take, like, the others to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check her out, man. Yeah. Just check her
Most
out.
Most definitely. I'm so proud of her. She don't even know me. Hey, Black. Oh, I'm sorry. Angela. This Andy with an eye. So proud of you, girl.
We all proud of you. Look, man. Y'all know this month, the entire topic is on the service industry. We've been really deep diving into the service industry, and today we got a couple of guests to help us with these, you know, the tip industry, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring them on, and we're about to have a good time. This is, what, the first season 6, and we got, like, guests on this time?
Right.
Ooh. We got our first guest of season 6, and they happen to be friends with the Bougie Hippie.
Yes. Yay. I can't wait for y'all to hear my guests. They're fabulous. And they got some things to tell us. So,
well, let's not wait. Let's bring them on now.
All right, guys. So it's time for my guest, Rocky. Burr, 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 burr.
Hey, Rocky. How are you guys doing?
And her friend Skittles.
Taste the rainbow.
Ooh.
I like
come
it.
On, rainbow. And we're here to talk about stripping and tipping, y'all. So how y'all feeling today?
I feel great. I have great energy.
I love it.
Alert. 10 out of 10 for me.
Okay. And what about you, Rocky?
Same. Feeling good. Feeling rested.
Y'all got the voice?
I know, the voice is...
The voice is voicing.
I just know the rainbow never sounds so good. Well, y'all know, we doing the tipping industry, and we wanted to bring on people who kind of, their job kind of relies on tips, you know? So, why not bring the people who know the most about tips into the building? So, we have Miss Rocky, and we have Miss Skittles in the building here. And they are, do we want to keep it low key, or do y'all want to say, I mean, this is, you can do a shameless plug on where they need to pull up.
I don't like the term stripper, but I like dancer.
Okay.
Entertainer.
Yeah.
Okay. I
mean, it doesn't matter to me, but for the sake of it, yeah.
Dancer.
We'll stick with dancer.
Oh, okay. Because
okay. Entertainer.
I was going to go more, you know, like dancer, entertainer. Yeah, but I didn't know if you wanted to plug in the place y'all do the dancing and the entertaining. Yeah. That was my key. So.
Yes, you can come check us out in Mobile, Alabama, Pritchard at Lotus Gentlemen's Club. We're open Thursday through Saturday, 9 p.m. till whenever.
And it's BYOB.
BYOB, bring your own beverages and enjoy your time.
Period.
Okay, then. So, BYOB, so you know that ain't no tip. So, let's dive right into it. First thing first, man. For people who listen to this podcast, and I know, like, tipping is a thing or whatever, but they need to know the etiquette. What do you do when you go to a strip club? How do you tip? Why do I tip? And if I do tip, how much? Like, what is the appropriate? Like, how much is a lap dance? Like, what is going on here?
Okay, and you're talking from, like, a customer's point of view.
Yeah, customer.
I mean, I feel like, obviously, you're coming to the strip club, so you know what's going on. You get what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, there's, like, different types of guys that come in. I mean, you have some that just come in for, like, the curiosity of what goes on, and they'll come back. Or you'll have guys like with purpose that be like, hey, I know I want to come in here and turn up. I just got my stimulus check, you know? So, I mean, obviously, like, you know, you're coming there, you're getting ones. I'm not going to tell someone, obviously, like, an amount to go get. Like, you know, it's the amount that you're wanting to spend. Now, I mean, like, in a sense of, like, if I tell you, like, hey, go get 300, let's have some fun. But he had every intentions on spending $5. I don't want to undercut myself, like, unknowingly. You know what I mean?
That makes
or,
sense.
Like, you know, depending on how he's tipping starting out, you're still sitting here wanting to have some fun, and you've tipped all you had. Go get some more. Go get about 200 more, you know, or he tipped 200. 300. Go get, like, 300 more, you know, or come on. You know, I can stay here as long as you're tipping. You know, you enjoying this? Go get some more ones. So, okay. You know. I don't know about Rocky, but, like, I don't really, like, put a price on, like, lap dances. Because, like, it's like, unspoken rules. Like, we can feel, like, people think they can, like, disguise themselves or their motives in the club. But we see so much a night that we already, like, hip to, like, certain things. I would say, like, body language. You know, I'm not judging anybody, but there's somebody that comes in with a Mad Dog bottle, and then there's somebody that comes in the club with a Douce bottle. Okay. Who y'all go to first? You know, like
not the Morgan Davis.
Or you know, you got somebody in there that's sitting there trying to flex and do the little $10 spread, and then you got not somebody the with the $5 stack. You feel me? So you know.
But that's kind of cool how you able to actually analyze and pinpoint. Yeah. Like, okay, I know this the one that got the money that gonna spend. This one they just sitting here chilling. They just gonna pay cover charges. Just
but not all the time.
Not all the time?
No, not all the
you can't profile all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, because the man coming out with some dickies on and a white t-shirt, my boy Bill Gates. Being real.
And not even that. Like, you'll have, it could be the opposite sometimes. Like, you'll have guys in there, ice down, big chains, pendant, watch, all that on, designer, Louis Gucci. not tipping nothing. And then you got the old scraggly. He might smell
like mothballs.
That up that watch.
Hold on. Hold on. He might smell like what?
He might smell like mothballs and Newports, but
that's the name of the episode.
He just got a paycheck. And he ain't all dressed to the nines, but he just, you know.
And he going to spend it.
And he ready to cash out.
Yeah,
and that boy smell like mothballs and Newports.
The long or short?
What about you, Rocky? Like, do you have a price on, like, a lap dance?
Okay. Okay, so these are the rules that I was told by other strippers that I've known. All right, so it's cool if you come in that, at least expect to spend $50 to $100 at a minimum. You know what I'm saying? If you coming in there, you ain't got that type of money, why are you there for? And make sure that money is not anything else you need to put towards anything. Be responsible. If you watching a girl dance on a pole, and you actually, if you, especially if you sitting up front, you need to tip something, whether it's being like 2, 3, 4, something. You need to tip something if you sitting up front. If she could hold your attention for more than 5 to 10 minutes, you need to put something out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you robbing them.
I would say like 1 to 2 minutes, because like we only dance on stage for like 2 or 3 songs. So you know after that, like, we have to get down. But I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. My minute's off because I don't go to the strip club that often. She told me that. If a girl wants to do a lap dance, expect to spend $20 to $40.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Rocky? Like, what would you say you're like?
My lap dance sister, I mean, I asked for $20.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't even ask, you know, I just say go get some ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back with more than 20.
Right.
But I'm expecting at least 20 or I might have an attitude.
Right. She said it so nice.
So what are some strip club do's and don'ts? Like, what can we do in there and what can't we do?
Don't smack the booty hard.
I thought you couldn't smack it at all.
It depends. Because, like, I've been to clubs, like, in Florida where there's, like, no touch rules. Mm-hmm. Where it's strictly stage.
Yeah.
If you want to do anything as far as, like, smack on the ass or whatever, like, you have to, like... And it's an incentive, depending on how you look at it business-wise. Because not everybody thinks that way. But then not everybody, like, travels and get out to other clubs to see, like... different operations, so you can't expect like one way. But you know, for our club, obviously, like, we're BYOB, we're outside of city limits. Mm-hmm. It gives us like the ability to like be more like nude, full nude, or you know, partially. Like, I'm not walking around the club ass naked, obviously, but
you could,
yeah, me. Like, you know, it's still, like, the way you carry yourself. Like, because I feel like people can tell when you're, like, a newbie dancer and an experienced dancer. Because there's, like, etiquettes with mm-hmm. us, too. Like, how we carry ourselves, what we wear, mm-hmm. how we dance, you know. Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely levels to it.
How long have y'all been?
Some do's and don'ts, I would say, is just be a gentleman. Don't be disgusting, you know. Just because we're in this profession doing what you think that we're doing, this is not that. You know what I'm saying? So just don't come in there with that mindset that we're low down, gutter ball, and you can just unleash all of your disgustingness on us. Don't do that.
Your disrespect.
Well, I want to say this, because like my strip club time I went, you know, I was tipping. I was being cool. I'm sitting in the back, had my one little drinky drink. Shout out to Aaron with the drinky. one of my little drinky drinks, and I put some money out there. I guess the woman liked the fact that I was putting money out there. So she came, gave me a hug, and then she grabbed my hand and put it on her butt.
Okay.
And I felt like Uncle Phil was finna do me like he do jazz. And throw me up out of there. Because the way she was like, I was like, oh, Lord, she's finna get me thrown up out of there. She's like, it's fine. I did it. It's okay.
There is some other unwritten rules that, you know, we can initiate certain things if what we're comfortable with.
Right. You know?
But let us do that. One thing I don't like is I'm a very, like, in tune dancer, so I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to dance. Don't rush my dance. Don't lift my dress for me. That's so ungentlemanlike. Yeah. You know, let me do that. Let her lead. Let her dance.
Yeah, it has to be like an invitation there, most definitely.
Don't okay. just go and lift me up or try to pull down my G-string.
Please.
It's so cringy.
Please don't pop my G-string. That hurts. And now I'm going to walk off.
I was going to say, so how do y'all navigate that when that happens?
I'll leave the money on the floor.
For me, again, it depends.
It depends because
it's like... I'm not gonna throw any races or anything out there, but certain people like literally don't understand, or like they don't speak English. They just coming in for a good time, you know. And you kind of, you know, or they'll try to like creep and you say, hey, you know,
this ain't it.
No, yeah, no touching, or hey, tip a little more, you know, hey, I speak Spanish too, dinero, mucho dinero, come on with it, baby. Like, what? Some men will ask. Some men don't even want a lap dance. They want to tip you strictly on the stage.
Conversation.
They don't know who finna pop in and look at them, looking at someone, you know. So you have some men that are discreet, VIP only, in and out. The first hour and they're out of there. They got to go home, beat their wife before she get home, you know.
There's all types of things going on. All types of unwritten things going on. But just the main thing is just be polite. Just be a gentleman.
Okay.
We're ladies.
Okay.
And, you know.
I'm the only gentleman here. I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes. Aaron, what you saying?
So I guess I wanted to know, like, what do you guys do to maintain your mental health, like, in the club? Like, I imagine that can be pretty intense at times.
Yeah. Does stripping strip your mental health?
Yes. For me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it strips it.
No.
Because you already have to, like, be at a place to allow it to be completely stripped. But, like, it is, like, a battle.
To test.
For me, personally, it's like, dang, I've been here, like, I've been dancing for, like, 5 years now. So, like, you always see, like, a new person come in. She might be slimmer than you. She might be thicker than you. She might be lighter than you or longer hair than you, you know, like you start comparing yourself to other women. Like you might get come across customers that are like, nah, I don't want to dance, or not. Like I've had people that be like, oh no, your butt is too big, you're too much for me. And yeah. I've had people, you know, you're too thick for me, you're too small, I want bigger, you know. And it does, like, you kind of take that home, because like it is it's a lifestyle. Like even though it may be like a side hustle or a main hustle, like for me it's like, for me it was just always like wondering like if I'm enough.
Yeah.
You know, image wise.
Rejection. You have
rejection.
Deal with a lot of that. And how as a person you combat rejection in general. How you've ever dealt with rejection in your life, and then you're in that setting and there's rejection all around you. You know, there's women all around you. There's men all around you. The girl that you thought you were prettier than, she's making the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of internal. You have to have a thick skin. Have to know who you are, at least, you know, or not, or build that. You know, it's You can go into the dancing world not knowing yourself, but don't get sucked in and learn yourself. You can learn yourself.
Right. I would say
it's body positivity, really.
Yeah.
It's every woman's beautiful, really. You've seen the most basic women who you could think is basic, you know, make money. It's body woman positivity. I'll never, you know, compare myself to another woman. You know, you might, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all women, mm-hmm. and we all have something to offer.
Do you guys feel like colorism plays a part in the club experience?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Tremendously.
Yes.
Like, people think that just because you're a dancer or you're thick or you've got nice breasts or, you know, what you can dance, that we're coming in here and people are just going to, like, throw you money. That's not true. Like, no. I've been to auditions out of town and I'm like, okay, I know how to climb the pole. I know how to do tricks. I got this in the bag. And you see that the only one that are getting callbacks or getting called to do another audition are light-skinned women. Like, I've been, like, to places in, like, New Orleans, Miami, Atlanta, especially. And that's supposed to be, like, strip club central where, like, you know, these clubs can be, like, not even colorist. You could, you know, if you got too much cellulite, you're not getting in. If you got too much stretch marks, you're not getting in. If you look like you've had three kids, you're not getting in. If your boobs are to the floor, like, you know. And some clubs, I've had friends who say, like, clubs would be like, oh, you know, you did a great performance, but I think you need to work on, work out and lift and work on your legs or work on your glutes, you know, just, and that's, I feel like it's what also plays that back to that mental health thing, because it's just like, not only do I have to, like, be the utmost dolled up person for the customer, but to even get in here, they're telling me I'm not even good enough to be a worker at their club, you know, and it's like, now you feel some type of way, you know?
All right, so what you saying out of that made me think of one thing, though. Well, two things first. I got, like, two semi-questions, all right? So we were talking about mental health a little bit earlier. Well, my question is, most of the time with some women who leads into this career, I would say that low self-esteem is what led them there. Is low self-esteem what led you all there, or no. What led you there?
Or was it more of an empowerment thing?
Absolutely not. No. Well, I grew up, like, really, really sheltered. Like, I lived with my grandparents, so they were really, like, Pentecostal. Like, I couldn't go to the mall. I couldn't have people stay the night, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I got into this lifestyle by, like, one day my friend was literally like, hey, I'm about to audition to go to this club. And I was like, what club? And she was like, Lotus. And I was like, what kind of club is this? And she was like, oh, it's a strip club. I was thinking that she was going to audition for, like, bartending or something like that. She was like, no, I'm going to be a stripper. And then it was, like, so taboo for me. Like, I didn't know of this lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I came, I auditioned with her. At the audition, they were like, you're hired. Mm. And so that's how I got into this. And I came from a very, like, broken place. So, like, when I first started, I was homeless. I was in college. Mind you now, both of my grandparents had died four months apart from each other.
Oh, man.
And, like, my cousin had just kicked me out. Like, I didn't have a car. I didn't have anything. So, you know, a lot of people want to, like, judge us for getting into this lifestyle, assuming that we're, like, coming in from, like, prostitution or, but, like, a lot of these girls that work there are really smart. Like, I've ran across dancers that are married, dancers that have 5 kids, no kids, college, trying to pay for a funeral, like, any little thing, like, it's just a hustle. So that's how I came into it. And since then, like, it helped me get my first apartment, my first car, you know, real car insurance, because my car insurance was canceled. Like, everything, like, it just put me ahead, really. And I just saw it as just a regular job.
Yeah, it was a lucrative business.
Yeah, what about you, Rocky? What got you into it?
Me, I didn't know anything about dancing. I come from being a military professional. I was in the Army for 8 years.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. After that, I was in the medical field. I was looking to move. I was living in Colorado. I was not thinking about dancing. I was thinking about going back to school and doing that route of what everybody knows. I had a friend who's a dancer again, and the move from Colorado down here to Mobile was $3,000 I had to pay for my U-Haul, and I was just kind of just venting to my friend, and she was like, girl, you better get in that club. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, you can make that. I was like, really? And so when I moved down here, I looked up Lotus and I saw I was jumping and I just went in there blindly, never danced before, no experience, head in the clouds, and I auditioned and they were like, okay, you're hired. And I was nervous. I talked to, they have like a house mom there. They're like, hey, everyone starts from somewhere. Everyone starts from the bottom. Everyone starts from somewhere. It's just the hustle.
Mm. House mom.
The naked hustle.
Yeah.
So it's not like, naked hustle. Like P-Valley, like house mom?
Oh, no, yeah. We be gangsta walking on that ceiling.
What? It's like P-Valley in there?
Yeah, like yeah. For real.
For real.
For real.
I thought that was just like make-believe.
No. We be doing our thing.
So how do you feel like that show has affected people's expectations of the strip club?
The show highlights the strip club in a good light. You know, they set their boundaries in the strip club. It's very sex positive. You know, everyone wears condoms in that show and things of like that. But I don't think that show has done anything but just shed light on that some bad girls in the game.
Yeah. And I don't think that, I mean, it depends on like what club you're at, because, you know, some clubs don't cause for you to be in those situations. Like, anything can happen, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that, I think that sometimes it's easier for people to say that all dancers do this than to pick out things, because yeah. It's like, I'm not trying to drug a customer till he passes out right. On the couch and rob him or swipe his debit card at the ATM. That like, happen. You know,
that'll ruin
it,
your business.
Yeah, like it yeah. Can happen, but like some things like that, I feel like it's just a little bit like extra, even though there are clubs that do that. You get what I'm saying? But to have that perception that a typical every dancer is like that, you know?
Yeah.
No.
It's not true.
So let's get down to the real question. What is dating like being a stripper? Well, I mean dancer.
It's hard because we run into customers. You come into the strip club, you pay your fee. They tip $5 and they're like, I'm going to marry you and take you out.
Let me get you out of this.
Let me get you out this club. And then you have
they going to drink the situation.
Some that come and throw so much on you. Like, I'm going to take you out of this. But honestly, it's best to just keep your head down, keep grounded, keep what you're doing. And you can find love, but don't find love in the club. There's no love in the club. Mm-mm.
When a good girl goes bad, it's not the end of the world.
I don't
find love at the grocery store. You could be a dancer. You're more than a dancer.
So
you don't have to find love in that club.
So you ain't got no like boyfriend now or anything like that? Because you know, like if you do, like is that a situation? Like, hey, I'm going to work.
I'm single, so okay. I just feel like as far as like dating, I like to date people that don't mind coming in the strip club, but I didn't meet you in the strip club. And then even then, it's like, okay, grown people do grown things. I try to be like very private. Like if I'm out in public or something, you know, don't be out here calling me Skittles. You know what I'm saying? Like, just call me by my ring, or just don't say nothing at all. You know, I see you when I see you, and you know where I'm gonna see you at, you know. But I think that dating, I've ran into issues where like dating, people date you because you are a dancer and you're eye candy, you're that trophy wife, you're someone that looks good, or you're someone that has a name for yourself in the city or in that club, or you know, whatever the case may be. And there are men who they're escaping their reality because we're here to give a fantasy, so
they try you know, to cross that line.
They try to cross, and they still have to go home to their wives. They still have to go home to their girlfriends. They still, you know, have to go back to that. So, you know, I'll be your little girlfriend in this club tonight for this hour, you know, whatever. But it is, for me, I feel like it's really hard to date quality men.
Yes.
As a dancer. Preach. Because
it's there always a hidden agenda, Skit.
Even if there isn't a hidden agenda, I feel like at some point in time, you begin to intimidate that man, or that man becomes like, he's already, if a man is already on his, no one wants to, he questions how long you plan to be here. What's next after this? Because no, you don't want this to define you, but this is all you're doing, you know?
But I think I get it. I think I get where the ick comes in. Mm-hmm. It's because, like, say I'm in the grocery store and, you know, Skittles is my partner. And, you know, dude comes up, man, hey, man, I seen your girl last night, man. She learned some new tricks. I had to give her a little couple extra dollars. She like,
that's where you go, like, hey, man, I was there, so I already know what she did.
And not even that. I was going to
say that. Nah, I was going to say.
Can I use that B word?
No, not yet. Not yet. I was going to say, well, I mean, thank you. That's why I'm here right now. You see me right in the store. But, you know, deep down inside, I ain't going to lie. It might, even for the maturest of people, I feel like it would still be that inkling of
it's a twinge.
But I feel like in that instant there is no maturity, because, like, first of all, if someone's coming up to you in the grocery store and they seen your girl dancing, like, there's nothing to discuss. Don't even talk about it. Don't bring it up. That's lame to me. Right. Because now, even though they're not home wrecking, but it's starting some type of insecurity in the club, because then you have men who are insecure and is like, you danced on my homeboy and you knew that, you know, these, and then it's like, dang, like, she's messing with the ops now, you know, whatever, like, it's just messy all together. It's just all around messy. So that's why, like, you know, we have those alias names for a reason, right? But it's these customers, these people, females too, that bring that outside, and now people's only defining you by that.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be like, you're not a civilized human being on the outside of that club.
If a trash man is a trash man at work, he doesn't come home and his wife ain't calling him, hey, trash man.
Right.
Why don't you get in there and cook, trash man?
Take out the trash, trash man.
Hey, I saw your trash man taking my... Like, okay. What's the purpose? It's a job.
Right, what's your point?
It's a line. It's exotic dancer, not sex worker.
Right.
And even those people have to be respected.
Right.
Raven,
what you say? So, since we talking about, you know, all these names and stuff, right?
Trash man.
I got something fun for you two ladies. So, you know, just to ask at gate, y'all created your own names? Y'all gave each other your own names, or somebody else named y'all?
I went through a few names, but it
wasn't. Hold on. Because I feel like you missed the opportunity to not call yourself Justice or Wonder Woman with your hidden career.
I know, but Rocky comes from me being from Colorado. It was a customer. It was a cool customer. I had just got to the club. I was calling myself a different name. They knew I was from Colorado, being like the Colorado Rockies, the baseball team. They were like, you should call yourself Rocky. And I was still missing Colorado. I'm like, yeah. So I just went with it, and everyone was just like, I like Rocky. It's unique. It's different. So it's stuck. I've tried to change my name after that, but it's not going to work.
It just sticked after that. You just took it along with you.
I do have a question. I hope that customer wasn't my dad, because his name is Rocky.
No.
I swear.
I hope not.
Dad, if you listen to this, dog, why you ain't tell me?
he's going to be hurt by this.
I'm already hurt.
Oh, goodness.
What about you, Skittles? How'd you get your name?
Well, after I got down off the stage from the audition with my best friend who introduced me to this, the house mom was like, you know, they were like, okay, congratulations, you all made it. What's y'all's dance names? And mine's is like,
I'm hungry.
And I came in with, it was really like some eyeliner, but it was like cobalt blue. I had filled in my lips. I don't know what look I was going for, but I just tried to just look the best I could to part what I thought a stripper was going to be. And the house mom was like, you know what? I like you. You got like a colorful personality. You're bubbly. You got the blue lipstick on. We're going to call you Skittles. And I was like, I don't like it. I don't like it, not one bit. She was like, well, I tell you what, the grand opening is until next Friday. If you come up with another name, then, you know, you can just easily change it. So I came in like the next Friday, and right before we were getting out on the floor, she was like, okay, did you come up with a name? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, all right, what's your dance name? And I was just like, Skittles.
Just went on here and rolled.
I was like, Skittles, man. Whatever, Skittles.
But now you got this awesome tagline about tasting rainbows.
Oh my gosh, you can't
just eat one.
Yeah.
Facts. Okay, and that's the only part. Like, I actually kind of been like contemplating on changing my name. Like, I feel like I've been at that club for like 5 years, so long that, you know, once you build up your clientele and people that expect to like see you and are familiar with you, you don't want to change it. I guess branding it.
That's true.
But like, I'm getting older now, and it's just like, like, and then like the little freaky men that be up in the club be talking about, like, what's your name? And I be like, Skittles. And they just be like, oh yeah. Cause all they think about is Taste the Rainbow. So they already like, oh.
When I tell them my name is Rocky, they're confused. They're like, Rocky?
They think of my dad.
Balboa. They like the fighter.
Rocky Balboa.
I said, no, like Colorado, the Colorado Rocky.
Yeah, this dance is going to knock you out.
What you say? So,
like,
lady.
I think I'm a knockout.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, so I got one more question for y'all. So this is going to be so fun. So if you could give us Off the Rock Gay any stripper names, what would it be?
I'm excited. Ooh.
We're going to start with Erin first. What would her stripper name be?
Ooh, Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget?
Chicken Nugget.
I don't know. When I look at you, you give me Jill Scott vibes.
Sunkiss.
You spicy.
Mm-hmm. I accept.
what part of the sun kiss is spicy?
Citrus.
You.
Oh Lord.
Foxy. It's the head.
You turn up.
Okay.
When
Trixie.
Foxy Tang.
Something like.
Trixie sound low.
Electrifying.
Budget.
Electra.
Electra.
Okay. Like something that Electra. Like, I like that.
All right. You now, y'all catch me coming low. Then y'all hear Electra.
Well, good, right. The good thing is they always hire, baby. So all you got to do is pull up and you might work that same night. For real.
Mm-hmm. I might come one time for the one time. Just so y'all can see me.
Come on a Thursday.
And
on
you.
Oh, Lord. It's
what's his stripper name?
He's giving me Jamaican me happy. I don't know.
Jamaican you clappy.
Locked night.
Mr. Sexy Chocolate. Mr. Butterscotch.
I'm at the bottom of an old woman's purse. I like it though. I like it. The old lady's having me in there.
Batman.
Bag.
The Dark Knight.
Night.
Nah, man. Dark Knight, saying I'm black as hell.
I wanted to say, like, the Dark Slinger, but maybe that might be too.
The Dark Slinger Slasher.
Because you got the dreads. The Dark Slinger.
Yeah, the Dark
Start slinging those dreads.
I wasn't thinking about slinging the dreads, but okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
look, this CDL don't work out. I'm the Dark Slinging Slasher.
There you go. You heard it here first, y'all.
Coming at every club near you. Magic Mike, you got Magic Real Travel. I'm telling you, look, man, that's been a great episode, and I really appreciate Rocky and Skittles for coming in here, man.
Thank you
being
for
our
having
first
us.
Of season.
I know,
shit.
Oh my God.
I know, but look, you know, you get to close the show with us too.
Yeah. Okay.
So before we end this, I like to go around the room. I would start with one of the veterans. I'll start with Bougie Hippie. Mm. What's something you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Let's see. I would just say, stay grounded, guys. Take breaths. It's important.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And hydrate.
And hydrate, because ashiness starts from the inside
out. Mm-hmm. Eating you alive.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to another season bit. Nah, we'll save you for a second. We're going to go to Skittles. What you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
I just want to tell the people to just stay true to yourself. Be authentic. No one knows you best other than you. And
ooh.
Just be you.
I love it. All right. Rave the Gemini. Come on. Tell us something.
All I'm going to tell y'all is, everybody, just live with love.
Live with love.
Live with love. It's a wonderful feeling. Y'all should try it. It'll stop you from being so bitter.
Yeah. Don't let me be the only one ad-libbing here. All right.
Oh, my bad.
Now we're going to go to Miss Rocky.
I'm going to tell everyone to just go put your feet in the sand or in the grass. And
oh, my God.
Just connect.
She's even has real imagery here.
Yeah. Connect.
It's the grounding for me.
I felt the breeze blowing
me
from
too,
the beach when
right?
you said that.
I felt Panama City Beach.
Yeah. The voices are everything.
And you're making me happy.
One last right. thing. Pull up to Lotus Gentlemen's Club.
Period.
With money.
With money. And come see Rocky and Skittles and all the other girls.
With money.
With money.
See, somebody calling because they got money. I want to go back to a little bit of what we were talking about earlier, because I remember, you know, Skittles saying something about, you know, the way that the women are in there can sometimes discourage women in there. But I also want to tell these women who listening, whether you're stripping or not, you are the variety in the world, all right? Strip clubs can't have the same type of woman, because not everyone wants that type of woman. You could be the anomaly, and that anomaly be what make you the best.
Mm-hmm. What's hot today ain't hot tomorrow, and there's always a new girl coming.
Today's price is not yesterday's price.
Come on. Come on, man.
A word.
And now look, man, we got Song of the Week, and it happens to be on me. And I'm so happy to have Song of the Week, because Song of the Week is actually going to be brought to you by a member of Off the Rock. And Song of the Week this week is Cocoa Butter Baby by Kenzie. All right. Make sure y'all turn up and tune in to that. And for the new people in here, we got to also tell them, look, the saying is, if you ain't vibing with Off the Rock, you're under a rock. All right. Under a rock. That's
one
just
rock.
Saying. Just one rock.
Like Patrick Starr?
Exactly. So I'm going to throw it up like, you know, Kobe, and you're going to dunk it like LeBron. All right. Y'all ready? So look, man, y'all listening here to Off the Rock, just remember, if you ain't vibing with Off the Rock, gang, where are they?
Under a rock.
You understand
your style. See you reaching for my heart while I'm trapping your smile. Looking. Cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe. Tell me how you really, really feel. Cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe. Tell me how you really, really feel. Your boy got little flavor in his way, girl, I know. Walking through the rain, I wanna give you my coat. You've been working on your head, steady switching your style. What's going through my head, it's
my
head.
Cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe. Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe. Something special about you, I won't treat you regular. Moving things around, just trying to fit you in my schedule. The world is off balance, baby, we gon' keep it level though. I'ma keep it raw with you, but I am not an animal. We can party in Atlanta or the coast of Santa Monica. Girl, you looking yummy, let me taste on what your mama cook. You can call me daddy, cause tonight that's just my moniker. See you as a friend, but you ain't Phoebe, Rachel, Monica. It start like every story with a high. First class lady, she so fly. Gentle with a touch, she's so fine. Know I got your cover, cause cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really, really
cocoa butter, babe. Cocoa butter, babe.
Tell me how you really feel.